It's RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 7th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations here. So getting right on into it. This being June 7th, obviously tomorrow is June 8th, which is the anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. Now, the official story is that Israel mistook this American spy ship for an Egyptian horse carrier, because as we know, Egyptian horse carriers have dish antennas stuck all over them, and claimed that it was poor weather, which photos and films taken at the time show was not the case. And bit by bit over the years, it's come on out that, yes, Israel knew they were trying to sink an American ship. And the plan was they were going to frame Egypt for it in order to drag the United States into the war against Egypt and on Israel's side. And we really can never let that be forgotten. And I'm sure somewhere out there, somebody's going to scream, only anti-Semites are remembering the USS Liberty. Only the anti-Semites refuse to believe what they're told to believe. Anyway, yesterday, of course, was the 75th anniversary of D-Day, which was dramatic, but hardly decisive in the final outcome of the war. And it was rather interesting to see Donald Trump and the other NATO leaders issue a D-Day proclamation pledging never to repeat the horror of World War II and to resolve international tensions peacefully. And basically, it was a load of hogwash. So it's a load of public relations. That's all it is. We're already into World War III. So far, it's a slow-motion World War III, but when you look at how many countries the United States is involved in, yeah, it's a world war. All right, there's been another incident between the United States and Russia over in the East China Sea, where there was a close encounter between a Russian warship and one of the U.S. destroyers, and each side is blaming the other. In this particular case, there is a video that was released by the Navy where apparently the U.S. Navy ship, the Chancellorville, was following a straight course at a steady speed. They were recovering a helicopter, and this Russian ship basically came around from behind and to the right of the Chancellorville and then closed to what is considered an unsafe distance of approximately 50 to 100 feet. And yes, that is a very unsafe distance. So in this case, the Russian captain is clearly to blame for this one. Article coming on out of the Real News talking about this new Chinese and Russian partnership, both economic and military, and saying this is a threat to U.S. global hegemony. And it certainly is. It's arguable whether the United States could win a war against Russia or against China. But against both of them at the same time, I don't think so. All right. Meanwhile, Trump has gone and poked the Chinese dragon in the eye one more time with a $2 billion sale of weapons to Taiwan. And China is furious about that. So, again, it's a very disjointed foreign policy. We're trying to come to a trade agreement with them. And at the same time, we're selling weapons to Taiwan. We're sailing our ships through the Taiwan Straits. We're sailing warships through the South China Sea and the East China Sea. That's not the way these things are supposed to work. Over in the European Union, representatives have approved a decision to prolong the sanctions against Russia over Crimea. And the sanctions were initially supposed to be expiring right about now. Now they'll be extended until June 23rd, 2020. These sanctions were initially imposed back in 2014. So we're talking about 6 years of sanctions here, and that's not making us any friends over there. Now, here is a very interesting story that came on out from Fort Russ. Apparently, the United States has suggested a path that would lead to recognition of Crimea as part of Russia, but there's a catch. They're demanding a second referendum in Crimea supervised by the United States. Now, I bet they're already dusting off those old Diebold voting machines to get this one done. So at this point, the Russian foreign minister is saying, we don't need to go through another referendum. Crimea is now reunited with Russia. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I'm going to grab a swig of water here. Looks like we had a good day on the stock market. Their traditional Friday happy ending. And getting back to the news. Okay. President Emmanuel Macron, probably acting as a U.S. proxy, called for wider international talks regarding Iran's nuclear and military ambitions. And Macron had said Paris and Washington both wanted to stop Tehran getting nuclear arms, which they never had and were not building. And the new talk should focus on curbing its ballistic missiles program. See, that's the problem. They had a deal at P5 plus one. Trump moved the goalposts. And now they want to talk Iran out of all of its weapons of deterrence. And it's not going to work. Tehran has already rejected Macron's call because Tehran understands if you agree to disarm yourself in the face of the United States, you will be invaded. We saw that with Iraq. We saw that with Syria. And we're about to see it with North Korea. That's the way the U.S. is operating. Please give up your weapons of deterrence, your nuclear weapons, your chemical weapons, your long-range missiles. We'll give you security guarantees. And then the next thing you know, there's a regime change going on. Apparently, following Tehran's rejection of talks regarding its long-range ballistic missiles, the U.S. has imposed even more sanctions on Iran. Over in Turkey, the United States is saying they will not train any more Turkish F-35 pilots because Ankara refuses to ditch the S-400 deal. Okay, so we're going to take a phone call now from Layla in Canada. Aloha, Layla. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. A lot of people who may have had their genome tested may also have used something called GEDmatch or GEDmatch. Now, after yesterday's call where I said that everyone's genome was likely already on file, I got an email from GEDmatch because I had opted out of the option to allow my information to be generally available to the public.
Yes.
This is unusual that GEDmatch has asked for consent from those people to make it available to law enforcement. One paragraph reads, there may be some users of GEDmatch who do not wish to make their information available to law enforcement. These persons, but their previously uploaded kits are automatically, quote, opted out. They can use GEDmatch as always. They're asking for people to opt in to being available. Now, GEDmatch is unusual. It is a free service, and it offers numerous, numerous options of investigating one's genome that goes way back thousands of years, and these are all free. So they're not commercially motivated. I was very impressed with the fact that they asked my consent to opt in, which I obviously will not give, because, I mean, there are other ways that people's genomes are available to law enforcement. But anyone who is using GEDmatch or GEDmatch, whichever way one wants to pronounce it, might want to change their settings if they did not, because this probably would not have gone to those who had opted in to make their genome open to the public. That was all. It was just to alert people that there is at least one ethical compiler of genomes out there.
Okay, and what is this? How do you spell this company?
It's uppercase GED, and then it's Match, MATCH.com.
All right.
And what you do, if you've done a genome, an ancestry analysis or a genetic analysis with any of the other commercial companies, you then download your raw data and then upload the kit to GEDmatch or GEDmatch. And then you have tons of programs that you can submit, you can compare. You know, little things like it'll tell you whether your parents were distantly related, and numerous other things, who you've been related to, you know, it is actually quite reliable. And again, these people are all these services are at no charge. These are people, geneticists and academics, who have specialties in genetics, who make their services available at no cost.
Okay.
So it was a wonderful service. But if somebody is already subscribed and has opted in to have all their information public so that they could be contacted by Matches, you should be aware that you may not have received this. I received it only because I was listed as opted out. I was just tired of receiving tons of emails from people that I did not want to hear from who were related to me distantly.
Yes.
So I was rather impressed because this is the only one that I know of who was actually asked for permission to make this available to law enforcement.
Well,
I thought that's right. That was impressive. But that means that it indicates what I said yesterday, that it's very likely that everyone's genome, if they've ever, well, even when you have a child, your placenta, when they take it, they ask you to sign away the rights to your placenta so that it can be used for research. So clearly the genome, not only for yourself, but for the baby, can be extracted from that. Not to mention that they're always doing blood work when you're in the hospital anyway, as well
yes.
as other forms of tissue analysis that can then go into a data bank that can be accessed. So while hospitals may claim, now I know someone who ran the blood bank at McGill University's medical school decades ago, and he told me that they were handing over blood samples for genetic testing, and that was many decades ago. So this has been going on a long time, and as you may be aware, the Allen Memorial Institute in Montreal was used by the CIA and DARPA for mind control experiments, along with numerous other institutions. And besides having worked in the hematology lab at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Montreal, I also worked at the Allen Memorial Institute, which is where I first heard about this, the unethical use of not telling patients that their minds were being emptied and then filled with mind control techniques.
Well, there was a lot of interesting stories that came out of MK Ultra, and of course, the one I think is the absolute funniest is they were running a bondage parlor out in San Francisco to find what combination of LSD and kinky sex would open up people to spill their darkest secrets. And this thing ran for like 9 years before somebody higher up in the CIA said, they're getting no results, let's shut it down.
Well, they said they're getting no results, but we don't really know what they actually found. And if this was being done in the 50s, we can only imagine what has been done since then. It's frightening to consider it. But anyway, just so people are aware, I think it's time for a defensive mode, if we haven't already clued into that.
I agree with you on that.
Okay, take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here, there is a new report out from the British government. It came out yesterday, and it accuses Israel of continued violations and human rights abuses. Of course, is always the case. Israel is out there saying, well, the Palestinians are doing the same thing. And I remember when I was a kid, they said, two wrongs do not make a right. And if Johnny jumps off the bridge, are you going to jump off too? But it does get kind of childish out there. So they came out with this report. Now, Israel's attorney general has refused Netanyahu's request for another delay in the corruption probes. And apparently the current deadline for the trial to start or for the indictments to be handed down is October 2nd. From the previously agreed-upon date of July 10th. Now, Netanyahu had initially asked for an entire year-long delay, claiming his lawyers needed more time to properly prepare their defense material. But the AG said no. He's probably getting tired of dealing with this. Okay, there has been a video captured by CCTV, and it shows this group of masked Israeli settlers attacking a Palestinian home in the West Bank village of Kfar Yassouf. And the video was released by Israeli human rights NGO Yash Din. Shows a group of 15 illegal Israeli settlers approaching this home off Route 60 in the occupied West Bank. All are wearing balaclavas and hooded jackets, hiding their faces from the CCTV camera which captured the event. So the settlers entered the village from the direction of Tapua outpost Zatara. They threw rocks and cement blocks at the family's home while they were inside, breaking the windows as well as the family's car windshield, which they tried to set on fire, but fortunately, didn't cause all that much damage. All right, there is a new term of craft out there in the world of questionable materials, if you will, contraband, if you will. It's called blood antiquities. You've heard of blood diamonds, you've heard of blood gold. Now it's blood antiquities. And apparently, there's a bunch of antiquities from Yemen that went through an auction and brought in about $1 million. Now, some of these artifacts, which are like ancient inscriptions, statues, coins, manuscripts, they have detailed provenance information that suggests that they were properly researched and recovered and taken out of Yemen decades ago. But some of the materials being sold at the auction had little or absolutely no provenance information, raising the possibility that they have been looted during the war. Okay, interestingly enough, France has come on out with a statement saying they believe a global confrontation is emerging in the Pacific Ocean, and they promise they'll be involved. They're going to have a presence here in the Pacific. Another reason why I'm glad Claire and I are leaving Hawaii, because it's going to get ugly. And yeah, there is I don't know if it's a global confrontation, but there's definitely a confrontation between the United States and its allies and China and its allies. Okay, North Korea has condemned a recent Pentagon report for describing it as a rogue state, calling it a hostile act that makes it clear the United States' ultimate goal is the overthrow of the regime and North Korea's warning of countermeasures. We have to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other time. The network thanks you. It really helps. We really do need your continuing support. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. James in Tokyo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mr. Smart, you are talking too much about the topic of genetics due to the influence of the chaos agent Layla. But, I do give Layla a big call out for mentioning McGill. After me, the second most famous graduate from McGill was William Shatner. So
yes.
I give her a call out for that. And oh, Layla, don't call back and rebuke me. I just find genetics a really boring topic. As somebody in Japan, Mike in Japan, when in America, when people ask you, like, what are you?
And I'd be like, well, I'm 25% Austrian, 25% Russian, 50%, I don't know. My dad was adopted. My upper body, I'm a Caucasian. My lower half, I'm African-American. But in Japan, it's different because everybody is the same. So when they ask you, like, what are you? How do you think they answer, Mike?
They answer that they're Japanese.
No, they ask you, what are you? And the only thing they talk about is your blood type. They might say A, B,
interesting,
or O. Yeah, that is very interesting. So if they ask
personally,
joke around, like, what's your blood?
Personally, I find
what's your
genetics
blood type? And I might go AID. But anyway.
You know, personally, I find this study of genetics very interesting. I mean, it's what explains why you look like your parents, and if you don't, why you were supposed to.
It is interesting, but, you know, you're more of a current events guy, you know, and everybody listens to you for current events and stuff on political and economic situations, and to concentrate so much time on genetics, I don't know. I mean,
well, I don't know that overall. I mean, if you look at the last 10 years we've been doing the radio, I don't think we've spent that much time on the genetics. But, you know, sometimes these subjects come on up, we're pretty open here about topics. The only things that we don't want to welcome in here is Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, chemtrails, HAARP, flying saucers, and, you know, Elvis is still alive somewhere in the Catskills.
Oh, one thing about one of those bad topics, the flying saucers. President Trump was in Japan, and he was talking to Prime Minister Abe about doing a joint trip to the moon and Mars in a short period of time. So do you think that when Trump wanted to make the space program and everything like that, that he might declassify, that maybe they have some type of advanced craft? I mean, considering that jets have technology basically hasn't changed in like 50 years, and rocket technology as well, you think there might be something coming out?
Well, NASA's developing what's called the E-Rocket, which is basically a powerful microwave generator that is able to bounce the microwaves off the engine bell and generate a small amount of thrust. Now, you can't use it to get out of the gravity well of a planet, but once you're in interplanetary space and weightless, it can be used to accelerate your ship and deaccelerate your ship. As far as this idea of alien technology here on Earth, I'm absolutely convinced the universe is filled with intelligent civilizations. I just honestly can't think of a reason why they would be interested in visiting with us. And if you think about it from the terms of the energy costs, if you're going from point A to point B, it's so much energy to, first of all, accelerate and then deaccelerate. If you make a stop in the middle to visit with planet Earth, it doubles your fuel budget, because you're going to accelerate, then decelerate at Earth, then accelerate away from Earth, and then decelerate at your last target. So to be very honest, when you're driving down the highway, do you stop and examine every anthill that you pass? And the answer is no. And these alien civilizations, they're going to evolve right alongside their technology and to a civilization that has interstellar star travel, space travel down. We're going to look like primitives who still stick pieces of bone through our nose.
I wasn't talking about like aliens. I was just asking if there's some type of advanced technology that Trump has to mention to Abe that he might be going to the moon and Mars soon.
They are starting
right
to
now,
test that
America
E-Rocket.
Can't even go to a space station. That's, America has a hard time going to the space station right now. But anyway.
All right, James, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Looking at my email, I've got a little note here that said the U.S. ship failed to promptly apply Rule 15 obligation to either alter course to port or reduce speed to pass behind the Russian ship, which was crossing on the U.S. ship's starboard bow when the encounter began. I understand what you're saying here, but what the U.S. is claiming is that they were in the process of recovering a helicopter and could not alter course. But in any event, I do think the Russians were trying to provoke the U.S. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
They're both playing chicken.
Yeah.
Did you notice somebody was sunbathing on the top of the Russian ship?
Well, yeah.
Mike, Xi Jinping said to Putin, "You're my best friend, you're my bosom buddy." You can't get more than that, right?
Yeah.
At this particular time in history. And I watched the St. Petersburg Economic Forum. It was jam-packed. It was people from Europe there, America. But the thing is, the people who are blocking business is the politicians and the military-industrial complex. They don't want this business to flourish between countries. It seems now it's back to like the Cold War style, our way, their way. And it's just a shame because everybody could benefit from all, like, the Russians can benefit, the United States needs to benefit, you know, and I don't see it happening now because, with this Normandy thing, I wish they would have invited the Russians and the Chinese. I mean, that was, I think to me, that's it. Like, that moment in time is for the West. You know,
they were clearly trying to reinforce that model that Germany is our friend and Russia is our enemy, even though it was clearly the reverse during the reality of World War II. And the issue really comes down to free trade is a really good thing up to the point where you realize that some nations are going to be better at producing certain products than others. And that the money will tend to flow toward them. Now, at the end of World War II, when the United States was the only nation whose industrial base was still intact, the money flowed toward us as the other nations rebuilt. They needed machine tools, they needed ball bearings, and they had to come to the United States. And so the money just poured on in, and the United States became very wealthy. And between that and Bretton Woods, is why we had that golden age of the 1950s. Well, those days are gone now. The other countries have retooled, and the United States can't compete with many of them, can't compete with Russia agriculturally right now, can't compete with China in terms of manufacturing, can't compete even with Taiwan in certain electronics. And so we're back to this idea of, you know, you will buy our products. Well, you know, yes, they're more expensive. They're not as good, but you know, if you love us, you will buy our products.
And the thing is, Mike, you're absolutely right. People just don't want to hear this. It's 2019. It's a different world. We're never going back to that world that we were the only one making stuff. It's not coming back. Vietnam.
Well, it all depends on what happens in World War III. If the United States hauls off and nukes the major manufacturing centers of every other country, then yeah, we're right back in that same model.
It's going to be hard for you to go to work when your hair's falling out and you're throwing up, you know, at that point. And, you know, I look at just the like I said yesterday, the people in Washington, they give themselves raises, they give themselves pats on the back, they give themselves Nobel Prize, you know, they get Nobel Prize and they get invited to all these think tanks and they're all like Nancy Pelosi. They get paid $500,000-$800,000 for one speech. But yet, what's happened? What's fixed for us, like the regular folk? Nothing. Like no infrastructure. They said it'd take 80 years to redo to infrastructure the bridges in the country. We don't have 80 years.
No, we don't.
I think we have 80 months, Mike. Like, but I'm saying the people who are running this country don't give a rat's crap because, you know, $5,000 increase for their living expenses. Well, what about everybody else? What about our living expenses? You know, I mean, they gave Wall Street and the bankers a bailout. I mean, I know people don't like socialism. I'm not a big social. We have Social Security. That's socialism. You know, farm bailout was socialism that Trump did. So was the GM thing and stuff. But, I mean, when are we going to get our fair share? Because we've been ripped. I think we've been ripped off, and not by the Chinese, not by the Russians or the Indians, Mike, because Trump wants to put sanctions, like tariffs on India and Australia. We're being ripped off by our own government, man. Like, that's the bottom line. You know, We're being ripped off by our own, the people that we so-called elected. But I'm telling you, Mike, I'm not voting for, this is it. Like, I'm not voting for nobody else after I voted for Trump because, you know what pees me off, Mike? When Trump comes back here, is he home? to this? Is he back here yet?
I actually do not know.
Remember Rudy Giuliani was going to go to Ukraine to find out the bottom line, and then we hear that Christopher Steele is going to do a deal. Mike, it's June. If the deal don't, I'm not going to vote for Trump anymore, but if the deal don't come by the end of the year, if I don't see any indictments or stuff, I'm not going to vote for the dude anyway, but how can you still support a system? It's all bull crap. Like, nothing's happening. There's no arrest.
I agree. I agree. It's frustrating. All we get out of the government is a lot of talk, but nothing's being done. There's nothing concrete being done. It's even when they're talking about that southern border wall. Oh well, we're having constructive dialogue here, and we've shut down the accounts of some accused human traffickers. That's not what Trump was asking for, and yeah, they'll talk back and forth, and in the end, the border is still wide open, and the illegals are still pouring into this country, along with ISIS terrorists and potential Ebola carriers. It's just not getting fixed. And it is very frustrating. I want to see something actually get done. I'm tired of listening to the politicians. I don't even really listen to the corporate media talking heads anymore, to the prostitutes and the correspondents. I ignore them. I want to look out the window and see something being accomplished, whether it's rebuilding the bridges or even rebuilding the levees. They had another one of those collapse along the Mississippi earlier today, which is making the flooding a lot worse. So
we can't even repair our bridge with the Russians. We're not going to rebuild the bridge, you know. And you know, I watch Fox News occasionally. I don't like them. I don't like CNN, and I don't like ABC, USA Today. I don't read any newspapers. It's all crap. But remember when Sean Hannity was saying indictments are coming any day now? That was months ago.
Yeah.
Come on now. You know, so I'm tired of it, man. You know, Mike, have a good show. I'm pissed off. I'm going to have a drink.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We'll let you go here and switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Tony, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind? Tony and Doug dropped. All right, we'll just be that way. Okay. All right, so getting on back to the international news here. We're seeing this new partnership between Russia and China, and one of the areas in which they're cooperating is up in the Arctic, developing this new shipping lane, which is going to makes the length of shipping from Asia to Europe much, much shorter, much faster, much less expensive. And the United States came on out and said, well, China's building military bases up there. They're arming, they're fortifying the Arctic. And like, why? Ice isn't really all that valuable. But Beijing is saying that's nonsense. No, we're not building military bases up there. There's no threat up there unless the U.S. brings it. Okay. Turning to our domestic politics here, many years ago, the American Psychiatric Association came up with what's colloquially referred to as the Goldwater Rule. And it was introduced after an article that stated more than 1,000 psychiatrists thought Barry Goldwater, the 1964 Republican presidential candidate, was mentally unfit for office. Now, these 1,000 psychiatrists had not talked to Barry Goldwater. They based their, you'll pardon the expression, diagnosis solely on watching him on TV. And you can't do that. There really is no way. I mean, unless the person you're watching from a distance, you know, has stripped naked and poured pancake batter all over themselves, You can't really say they're mentally unfit. So the Goldwater rule says it's unethical for psychiatrists to offer their opinion of a public figure who they have not examined themselves. Well, we need to keep that one in mind, because we're starting to see Democrats try and line up a whole raft of psychiatrists who will publicly state that Trump is unfit for office. He's mentally unfit. And they're going to host a Capitol Hill event featuring psychiatrists who will warn that President Trump is unfit for office based on his mental health. And we need to apply that Goldwater rule. Boy, they are so desperate to get him out of office. They really are. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here to Doug in Thailand. Aloha, Doug. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the call. I'm not quite as adept with the on-air thing, but James, I agree that there's some distraction on that genome stuff. That thing is as it is. But the current affairs, yeah, he's right about that. I like that guy, James. I'm calling from Thailand, but I've lived over 20 years in Taiwan, and would be an interesting topic to... they're kind of in the sandwich there, you know.
Could you repeat that last part?
Already a split. Well, Taiwan doesn't want to be the meat in a burger for a fight between China and the U.S.
No, that would be a very uncomfortable position to be in.
And yeah, people are intimidated. They're somewhat, reduced in capacity by the pressure that's always been there, and it's gone on a long time. I mean, China's always playing Taiwan, and there's been an agreement that, yeah, well, Taiwan is Chinese, and Taiwan is a part of China, and in fact, it did become a part of China in 1947. And the independence movement, it has a lot of nasty kind of characters in charge who are very much mainland people or okay. Something like they're still resentful of the invasion that came to them following World War II when the communists took over and Chiang and his army went to Taiwan. I'm not giving any history lessons here, but you can imagine there's a split population as far as who supports independence, who wants to go the distance and see what can become of a united China.
Well, getting on back to something you said earlier, I don't think Taiwan is going to be the meat in a U.S. China burger, because obviously the United States, if it comes to war with China, Taiwan and the United States are going to be on the same side.
Yeah.
Hello?
But I really don't think our guys are not going to be there in that kind of Japan is not far away. Korea, they've got, yeah. But the general feeling on the ground there is, you can't count on it. There's always a little language in there, but years ago they used to say, well, we'll be right there, but they don't. And there's no sense that the U.S. is really going to come to Taiwan. It's bad. China could take it in like 3 hours, I don't know, 3 days.
There's a lot of people who like
the idea that it's not happening because China doesn't need to do that. It's just going to be a mess. And it's going to be okay. Things are going to work out, and there's a greater China world that really sees it all. That this is not going to, the U.S. is not going to get Taiwan and China to fight each other. Anyways,
well,
it's a complex thing.
Well, don't forget
most
that the U.S. just...
Taiwan's a great place to live. It's a very free society. They have democracy like you don't see in the world. And the people are like the friendliest people in the world. They love Americans, and well, I happen to be American, so that works for me, but they need English, and let's see, there's something good, really worth looking out for there, that yes, I'm more interested in Taiwan than the whatever nasty consequences come from authoritarian rule, but they've gone through that, and China's kind of slowly getting better, too.
Well, you know, China's someplace I always wanted to visit,
I mean,
but obviously.
Attitude is,
okay. All right, Doug, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to David in San Francisco. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. The other day I ran across a JFK article, and apparently Trump, This is one that came from a radio station. I think it was tied to Associated Press from back in 2017, October 20th of 2017. And it talks about, the headline was Trump frustrated by secrecy with JFK files. And I'm wondering if you're familiar with whether or not those JFK files got fully released.
Well, no. As a matter of fact, they put off the final some have been declassified. There was nothing significant in them. But many of the files, of course, remain classified. And as far as I know, it's for something like 75 years. So 75 years from now, the American people will realize that, yes, John F. Kennedy, like Abraham Lincoln, was the victim of a conspiracy which included elements of the government.
Right, right. Well, this article ends by saying that Trump did the declassification. You're probably familiar with Dave Emery, right, and Jim D. Eugenio?
Yes.
Yeah, there was apparently Dave Emery has done maybe 25 different interviews with Jim DeGenio, and if you go over to his Spitfire list, you can hear all of them, podcast. But, man, I'll tell you, I've probably listened to about 20 of them, and I didn't hear anything about the release of them. And those interviews happened late in 2018 and early 2019, so that's why it sparked my interest whether or not those declassifications ever happened.
They did.
You know, Trump.
They did. Well, some of the JFK files were declassified and released to the public, but there was really nothing significant in them, of course, and so the story kind of came and went.
Well, it's, when you say nothing of interest, in listening to James DeGenio, man, there were just so many weird, weird details about, media cover-ups in it, the buyouts of various politicians. Good grief. Just an amazing collection of different things. But he doesn't refer to these documents. He goes more toward the, the assassination, trying to think of the phrase for the agency that was to be the repository of the documents. But the I was just wondering, I'm trying to remember, did you also write a book about Kennedy assassination?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go. Take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic.